takes me back to when you were mine. You're not there.
No, you're not.
I close
there.
My eyes, then you appear. Love doesn't live here. My memories haunt me. If I could only get you off of my mind, I could love again. If I could only get you off of my mind, my torn heart would mend. I wanna be like you, getting over me. Your face is all that I see. Won't let another woman close to me. Love, you made me believe. You're the tide that's setting me free. The sun don't shine. It's raining all the time. Move on, I must try. With these broken wings, I can't fly. If I could only get you off of my mind, I could love again. If I could only get you off of my mind, my torn heart would mend. Woke up late, coming over. Could only get you off of my mind, I could love again. If I could only get you off of my mind, I could love again. All alone now, all alone now. It's so cold. You're not there. Oh, oh, not there.
Off of the release Elegance, Excess, and Decadence, that was Jim Crean Band with the song Past Tense. We have not exactly the Jim Crean Band, but we do have Jim Crean,
right,
along with Phil Narrow.
Hello.
I believe. So what do you guys do?
We're currently doing a record that's going to be out in November on Melodic Revolution Records. So that's coming out in November.
Very cool. So, Jim Crean, you usually do stuff with your band, which we're hearing the songs from?
Yep. We're doing a lot of showcasing, and, Phil and I have been working on this record for a few years now, so it's a really strong record.
Okay.
So those two songs that you're going to be playing are from our last record, but this one, this new record is going to be something.
Okay. Is it going to be going by the Jim Crean Band, or by?
Just Jim Crean.
Just Jim Crean?
It's called Velvet Crush.
Very cool.
And I want to give a shout out to Nick from Melodic Revolution Records for putting this whole thing together for us. He's doing a great job. So,
very cool. And we've got Phil Narrow on the phone, who's helping you out on the record.
He's actually producing it, and he's an amazing producer. Phil's been in business for many years and well respected, and he's actually producing the record alongside Steve Major.
Very cool. And I think we had him on before when we were talking to him about his band D Drive.
Yeah.
So we did a show there in with the winery there.
Very cool.
Drive, yeah, in the summer there.
So you do music, you produce, you do it all.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, staying in the game. That's what it's all about, right? You know?
Yeah, man. If you enjoy it, you know,
yeah,
do everything
no,
you can with it.
Absolutely. Nothing else I want to do. So it's all I've done all my life. So.
Got Phil Nero and Jim Crean. Jim Crean coming out with a new CD. We don't have any tracks from it yet. You said
it's in the production stages right now. So. We're doing. We did the vocals here in Buffalo at DWM Productions, and you can also go on DWMProductions.com to check out what that's all about with Dan Monroe, and then we're doing all the music up in Toronto at Wellesley Studio. With Steve Major producing it, with Steve's producing and doing all the engineer work, and Phil Nero is actually the executive producer on the whole record. So I got some big hitters doing this record for me. So it's going to sound real good.
Very nice. That's
we spent a couple of years just writing the tunes and writing the best tunes possible. It's come along great, and we're having fun with it.
Do you think it's going to be similar to your older work that we're hearing now, or do you think it's progressing?
What do you think, Phil? I mean, we've written so many songs over the past few years. I mean, Phil and I have been writing for, like I said, about 10 years together. But the last 3 years, we really buckled down and wrote a lot of great songs. So we had to narrow it down to 9 songs. So, yeah, I think it's the best of the best of our songs. And, Phil, what do you think? I mean, what
Yeah, man, we're just keeping the melodies there. And, it's going to be a little heavier. Have an edge for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, we're doing different arrangements on the tunes and getting a little experimental with things, too. So, it's going to have that little alternative twist to it, too. So,
make it interesting. Not sounding like all the other stuff you're hearing.
Yeah. Very musical.
Very cool. If people want more information about it, do you have it up online? Is it going to be available?
Oh, yeah. I have a website, and Phil's got his new website. Mine's Jim Crean. That's crean.net. And, Phil, what's your new website?
This is philnaro.ning.com.
And you'll find a link to mine and his, both linking each other on our website. So you'll see a lot of that, a lot of our information about this record on there. And, of course, on melodicrevolutionrecords.com as well. That's our record company. So
you can find everybody on Melodic Revolution.
Yeah,
Records.
You can find Phil's past catalog. He's got a lot of past solo CDs out and whatnot, all the D-Drive stuff, and, of course, all the Jim Crean stuff. And, of course, The Rescue, too. That's Phil's son's band. They're doing real well, too. They're an up-and-coming band as well that, we're all involved with helping them out, so.
Very nice. And everyone involved is from Western New York?
I'm from Buffalo, Phil.
Yeah, and I'm originally from Rochester, New York, but living up in Toronto now, so.
Okay.
And the D-Drive guys are all based in Rochester, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
The musicians.
You got that whole Southern Tier thing going on,
We do have some great musicians that are going to be on the record, my record, that are Canadian. They're from Toronto. Guys have worked with Kim Mitchell and, I don't know, Phil, what other bands?
Kim Mitchell, Tom Cochran, and the list goes on, Sash Jordan. So
right.
we got some heavy hitters on this thing. So it's going to be good, I'm excited about it. My first real producing hands-on,
Yeah, like Phil said, his first, this is his baby. I mean, he's got full reins of this production, so it's going to be his first attempt at really showing you what he's got, and I think it's quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of co-producing and everything, but this one's going to be
you're the one in charge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm spending more time and, just making it the best.
Definitely. And it seems like you've been putting a lot of work into it, so.
We have.
I mean, should be pretty neat.
A lot of time, a lot of sweat. It'll pay out in the end.
There's some really strong songs on here. I mean, I really do feel that way, and I'm not one to say that often. I write so many songs daily that I throw out 90%, 95% of them. But these 9 songs that are on this record, I have to say I'm really, really proud of them. They're really good songs. I mean, we do one cool thing is we got Billy Sheehan. He wrote a song for this record. He played with Phil in a band called Talus for many years, and he's got a song on it that's really cool. It's an old Talas song. And then we got another song that actually appeared on Phil's live album when he played with Talas called Crystal Clear. That was a real big hit around here locally, so we're kind of reviving that, and hopefully that'll make a little buzz around town again.
Very cool. Do you have any idea of when it's going to be available?
Or we're looking for a November, December release right now.
Okay, so not too far off.
We're moving along.
We're going to be shooting a video, too, as soon as the record comes out. Dan Monroe, once again, he does that DWMProductions.com. He is going to be producing a video for us, and it's going to be pretty neat. That's going to come with an extra on the record. So
nice. It's going to be on the CD?
It's actually going to be on the CD.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're going to put that in there.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be a nice little package.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So are you going to have any shows coming up to help promote the CD around the area?
Once the record comes out, we're going to be doing a lot of showcasing.
And we're going to come back on your show to play a couple live things.
Yeah, I'm glad you actually brought that up. December 23rd, we're actually doing a live to air at 9:30, a couple days before Christmas, and the record will be out at that point. So that'll probably be our first time we're actually performing these songs live. Me and Phil are going to come in and actually play all the songs off the record. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Very cool, very cool. Excited for that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Phil's got a Sennheiser endorsement. I mean, that's important to let everybody know that. Sennheiser mics. And I have a BC Rich guitar endorsement, too. So use those products. They're really good.
Got to shout them out.
Yeah, they're great products,
Very nice.
And yeah, they help us out a lot.
You brought a whole list with you of other things you wanted to mention.
Yeah, on the 18th, it's a side thing that I'm doing. I have another band that I'm doing on the 18th, this coming up. It's also a version of the Jim Crean Band. We're put this together for this show at LaSalle Park. It's called the Hello Yesterday Festival. It's going to be an all-day festival with bands like, the headliners, the Flock of Seagulls, the Romantics, Gene Les Jezebel, a lot of big new wave bands from back then. And we're actually going on right before Flock of Seagulls, so that'll be cool. So go to that, helloyesterday.net, to check that out. And Phil plays every night, so he's got so many shows to plug. But you got anything local, Phil, coming up?
No, nothing local. Just in Rochester with D-Drive on October 23rd at NOLA's.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, you can make the drive up there.
We got it. We just released our CD also, so D-Drive. So we're gonna have our real CD release party there. So.
Very cool.
And again, I'd like to stress, I want to thank Nick from Melodic Revolution Records for believing in me and Phil, and is going as far as he is with this. He's also got Oil Relief CD coming out. It's a charity CD that's coming out, and we were fortunate enough to have a song on there. So Phil and I, we wrote a song for it that'll be on there. So that's going to be pretty neat coming out. I think it's actually out. Is it out yet, Phil?
I think it comes out next week.
Okay, cool. So that's coming out.
Yeah. So Nick's been really behind everything we've been doing. So he's been a real big supporter, and he's a fan of the music. And Denny's the record company guy.
It takes a lot of stress off our backs, because then we can just focus on making this thing the best sounding product that we can do. Well, Phil's going to do that for me because he's producing it. And like I said,
but you're coming up with the best songs you can come up with
together, Phil and I. We wrote all these, and honestly, it's just been a wonderful project. I mean, very professional musicians that we're working with, and very professional producers and engineers, and
I can't wait to do the video. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, we got a great concept for the video.
It's going to be so cool. I can't wait to do it.
It's going to be called Daytime Friends. The first single is going to be Daytime Friends, so that's going to be real cool. So we got a lot of projects happening with this.
Sounds like it. So just keep an eye out on jimcrean.net.
.net.
And
philnarrow.com.
Or just go on Melodic Records.
Melodic Revolution Records.
Yeah. Melodic Revolution's record. More information also about that CD you were mentioning that's coming out next week.
It's all on Melodic Revolution.
For the Oil Relief, We have a song on there. I think, Phil, you have a song on there too, right?
Yeah.
So we both have songs on there. So that's going to be cool. And all the proceeds will go towards that Oil Relief charity. So.
Very cool.
So that's a good thing. That's why we got involved with that. And, of course, all the details about the upcoming Velvet Crush record that Phil and I are writing right now will be on there as well.
Very cool, very cool. Jim Crean here in the studio with us, with Phil Narrow. Jim Crean releasing a CD He's co-writing and everything. Phil Narrow is producing it. It's going to be coming out in November, so check that out. How long have you been involved with music? How did you all get started?
Me or Phil?
Both of you. Whoever wants to answer first.
I'll go first because this kind of ties in with Phil. Phil's been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it for about 30 years, since I was 13. But, you know, just kicking around in little garage bands. But and I'm not just saying this, but this is a funny story. The first time I actually saw Phil perform with Talus was when it made me think, okay, this is what I want to do for a living. And truly, that really was my inspiring moment. And then that was in, like 83 or 84, Phil?
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, it was quite a while. That was like 83. And that's when I just said, okay, I want to do this full time. And this is what I want to do for a living. And you know, and then it was cool because then, you know, you don't, a lot of times with your influences and your I guess your idols or your heroes, you don't meet them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I got to meet Phil, and that was real cool. I did shows opening for Talus, and just I got to meet him, and then he took me under his wing, which was a really cool thing to do. And, you know, because most of the time when you meet your childhood hero, you know, they could go one or two ways. They could be a jerk, or they could be really cool.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Phil ended up being really cool, taking me under his wing, and you know, and just believed in me, and I've just been plugging along for the last 30 years doing it and just writing songs. Now, Phil's story is a little different than mine. Go ahead, Phil. Tell me your beginnings.
Yeah, I started I was like 13, but that's like 40 years ago. And I just, how I got into it was my Uncle Sonal. He was a guitar player, and he looked just like Elvis, and that's how I got like so influenced, like, wow, this is the coolest guy in the world. Like, who can have an uncle who has an uncle that looks like Elvis, right? And so that's how I got into it, and then I just started playing in bands and went on the road after I finished high school, and I just played music ever since, full time, and just kept at it, writing tunes and, you know, having some songs on, like, I wrote a couple tunes on the Peter Chris album. And I had a chance to work with Lou Gramm from Foreigner. And, you know, I did the Talus thing. And, you know, it's been a long ride. You know, there have been a lot of rough ends and stuff. But overall, I would never change it for the world. It's been great.
So cool. Phil Narrow on the phone with us, along with Jim Crean here in the studio, producing a CD coming out in November. So keep an eye out for that. Jim Crean band dot
Jim just JimCrean.net, PhilNarrow.com.
I'll get it.
to get back to our beginnings. Just advice to anybody. I know you get a lot of college kids listening to the station, and you get a lot of guys just starting out in the music business. Just my advice, and I'm sure Phil will agree, is just if you believe in yourself, that's the first step. You have to believe in yourself, no matter what anybody says. You have to believe in yourself. And you have to take it serious when you do it. When you do everything, you've got to do it like you really mean it. You can't do it half-heartedly, because if you do it half-heartedly, it's going to come across that way. So,
definitely.
Absolutely.
And if people see you're putting your heart into it, they'll come, they'll find you, and they'll go behind you like Phil has done for you, Jim.
That's exactly what will happen. You know, if you believe,
it's a marathon, not a race.
Yeah, it's true. And if you convince yourself, you're going to convince others, right?
Definitely. And you guys have been doing music around the area for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask, what do you guys think of the music scene around here? Do you think it's changed since you began? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think the whole music scene is really confusing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
that's a new answer.
You know, who knows where it's going to go? It's so like, wow, just can't predict anything. You know,
when guys like me and Phil started off, even Phil more so than me, records were a big thing. You know, vinyl. You wanted to get your music out on vinyl. Then all of a sudden that whole media changed to CD.
Yes.
And that was cool. You know, that was cool. And now it seems like everybody's just buying songs and trading songs. It's a lot harder for an artist to release a record. So that's why I hate to keep going back to Nick over at Melodic Revolution Records, but, you know, he actually puts a product out that you can tangibly hold in your hand and look at. And it's a lot harder releasing records now than it was even 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, for guys like me and Phil to keep plugging away at it and putting stuff out, I think that's something to be said right there.
Yeah, and I'm buying all vinyl now. I just got a turntable. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm just going vinyl now.
There is a little vinyl revolution coming back nowadays.
Absolutely. Like, it's just, yeah, you know, you get you put on a CD, you know, you can't, I don't know.
It's not exactly the same.
Exactly. I can't listen to it all. But with vinyl, I've got to listen to it because I know, like, after the fifth song, I have to get up and turn it over to hear the rest of it.
So, gets you involved with the music, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's lyric sheets inside, big print, you can see it, it's great, there's some photos. And I love that whole vinyl thing.
The packaging was great back in the 70s and the 80s, you know, with all that. You know, you got to know the band through the record. Nowadays, it's just you hear it on the radio, sometimes you don't even know who it is you're listening to, you know, because it's not available.
Yeah.
So I agree with Phil on that. I mean, they got to figure out a way to come back around with some kind of media that's tangible again and cost-effective, you know. So,
I know a lot of people just hear stuff on and they'll Google it in the digital age and find it online
somewhere. And then just take it, and then that's that, and, you know.
And that's 99 cents, and it's not a full CD. And
you're right.
You know,
gone are the days.
Full experience.
Gone are the days when you have to buy a record, you know, and have to listen to every song, you know.
Yeah.
I miss those days where you just put on the headphones and just kick back and just read the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Stare at the picture and the album cover. And that's kind of what we're going to get back into with our record. We're going to have a real cool concept and, you know, all that stuff. So.
Okay. And if people want to get a hold of it, it's going to be available online through Melodic Revolution Records? Mm-hmm. Or
yep.
Is it going to be
JimCrean.net, and you can also get it on PhilNarrow.com. So all three of those medias. I'm working on a deal with, what's that local radio station? What's it called? Local record store here in Buffalo, too.
Okay.
So, and they'll carry it as well. So. You know, hopefully we'll have that out there as well. So,
very cool. Phil, we got Phil Narrow and we got Jim Crean on the phone and in the studio with us. The CD is coming out in November with both of them, so keep an eye out for that one. Been mentioning the websites the whole time, so keep checking those. Do you guys get any shout-outs you want to get out while you're on the radio here, or thank anyone that's helped you getting this album together?
I want to thank Nick from Melodic Revolution Records, and I want to thank Jim too, because he's really worked his butt off.
Thanks,
for
buddy.
Me, and he's really worked hard to make it all happen. Even though I was hard on him at times, but it's paid off, right, Jim?
Yeah, you know what? Phil kept me focused, you know, and that's the big thing. When you do a record, people have no idea what really goes involved, and as far as Phil being a producer, this is one of many records he's going to end up producing. Trust me, he knows how to get the best performance out of you. And I did things on this record that I didn't think I was capable of doing. And that's the truth. Hitting some of the notes that, or even just the melodies that I just didn't think I had it in me. And Phil brought that out of me. So he's a great producer. So I want to thank Phil for that. Steve Majors, he's an excellent producer too. Dan Monroe over at DWM Productions, Ted Powell over at Rocksonic Bookings, Dave Buffamani for booking, all these are my bookers. But as far as the record goes, Phil and Steve and Dan have really been there to put this thing together. And, of course, all the musicians on it.
Very cool. So just keep an eye on JimCrean.net and PhilNarrow.com. Did I get it?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. It's easy as that. We'll get it in your head. You'll remember it.
Yeah. You just got to subliminally keep saying it so they go on it. Hopefully we're going on right now and looking at it.
So go check that out. And the CD will be out in November with a whole bunch of tracks and a video to go along with the first single that's going to be released.
I got a couple albums out in the past that Phil actually produced as well. In 91, he did a little EP for me. He produced it, and it's got three songs on there. So you can get that on my website. And then, of course, the Elegance CD you just played, Phil produced that as well. So,
and you can also find us on YouTube, too.
Oh, yeah, we're up on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, go back on Phil's back catalog. I mean, he's got some unbelievable records from, you know, the past 20, 25 years. So Phil, he undersells himself, but he's done some pretty amazing records in his past, too. So kind of really go back and check all that stuff out, because there's a lot of good music out there that we put out that, you know, hopefully you'll get to relive.
Definitely, definitely. Melodic Revolutions Records, if you want to find them online, all the information is up there for the past releases, if you want to get a hold of them. And maybe we'll see you at a show again, you know, after the CD comes out.
Absolutely.
Probably.
We're going to be definitely doing a couple of showcasing, definitely a CD release party. You know, we'll have that. We'll play the full record so everybody can listen to it, and then of course do the whole record live in order of of the record. And then of course we're coming back here December 23rd at 9:30 to do the live to air. Phil and I will be here to record.
So tune in for that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to mention while you're on the radio here?
How about you?
Did we go through your list?
Just about everything.
Yeah, I mean, we're just real excited about the record. It's going to be out in November. You guys will be one of the first to get it. You guys will get an advanced copy, of course.
Nice.
I promised you that last time I was here, and I truly mean that. And you promised me that you're going to put it in rotation. So
definitely,
everybody out there will get to hear it. Probably too much.
And they can go out and get it.
And then they'll go out and get it. And you know what? And I'll have copies available here too. So I'll give you guys promotional copies that you'll be able to give away.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
So listeners will get to enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
And we've got one more song off of your older release that's available now, Elegance, Excess, and Decadence. This one is called Colleen.
Yep. It's a song written about an amazing person, Colleen, that Phil and I had written a couple of years back. And we just really, both of us are really proud of the song. And this is that song that's going to be on that Oil Relief CD on Melodic Revolution Records. So,
very cool. We'll keep an eye on jimcrean.net, philnarrow.com, or melodicrevolutionsrecords.com, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
You got it.
Go on those. Check it out. The CD is coming out in November, so definitely something to check out. They're putting a lot of work into it. And thank you so much for joining us.
You got it.
Thank you.
Can't wait to have you back in to play it all live.
Yeah, we will be here. One more time, December 23rd, 9:30. The shameless plug had to be there. But, yeah, you'll get to hear it all live. And of course, you'll hear the record by then, too. So,
very cool. Well, we'll get right into Colleen. Jim Crean, thank you so much. And Phil Narrow, check him out online. And we had him in here only on the WBNY local show.
Wanna scream my love?
are listening to The Local Show every Thursday.